Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's just you and me. I'm going to continue our series on fundamentals, operating fundamentals, and today I'm going to talk about technology. You know, and this is not going to be a, you know, walk to school both ways uphill in the snow story, but but I will tell you that my career spans a pretty significant shift in technology. You know, when I started out in the marketplace way back decades ago, technology was pretty much mechanical, and we had a lot of carbon paper. And a lot of pens, a lot of big ballpoint pens, and typewriters. That's what we had. And in the 70s, I made my living with a Cross pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter for a long time. A lot has changed, hasn't it? Now let me tell you why did I go through all that? Why is all that important to you as a small business owner? Well, in those days, the period of time I was talking about just then, the big companies had wonderful technology. Now, it wasn't wonderful compared to today, but compared to my big pen, compared to my Underwood 5 typewriter, it was magic. It was magic, ladies and gentlemen. And so they could just wow me. They could impress me with their technology, and it relegated small business owners in those days to being backwater mom and pops, because we just could not compete with the technology of the big companies. But now, General Motors or AT&T or somebody like that might pay somebody $25 million to build them one application. Now it would be a magical application, and it would be powerful for the day, but it would cost them $25 million. And you could have had one of those too if you had $25 million, but we didn't, right? Small business owners in those days, of which I wasn't one in those days. But here's where things are different, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cool part about right now. This is where the paradigm shift is, I think. Today, you and I have applications that are available to us, powerful, magical applications that are available to you and me today for pennies, almost pennies a day, as they say, right? Some of them are free that you and I can use. There are programs out there you can buy for $99 that make the $25 million thing that AT&T or GM bought back in the 70s make it look like a piece of carbon paper. I'm serious. You know about some of these things, right? So this is what's happened for small businesses. The technological age, the digital age, we went from the industrial to the computer age to the information age and the digital age, right? I guess that's the order. All of those transitions have put you and me in a position to be able to compete on many, many levels, almost 100%, almost one-to-one, and to the degree that with big companies, and to the degree that they still have an advantage in one area, you and I have an advantage in other areas. And so I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how technology has changed the way you do your business. And I want you to think about where you can go with that. Now, one of the problems we've got right now, even today, as the economy softens, as unemployment is increasing, it's not bad. Never mind what the talking heads say. It's not really that bad. Unemployment's still below 5%. But still, even if unemployment does increase, that's not going to change the fact you and I are having a hard time finding qualified people. And so when we find qualified people, we've got to make sure that they're doing the things that only humans can do, that they're not doing things that technology can do. If technology can do something and it doesn't have a negative impact on your customers, ladies and gentlemen, do it. Because there's almost nothing today that you need to have done in your small business that you can't find a technological application for, or a vendor who's an expert in that technological application. Maybe you need to hire an outsourced vendor, as I've done in many cases, somebody who they have the technology that you could have bought yourself or I could have bought myself, but they're the experts at operating that technology, and I can buy a little piece of them through the outsource relationship. Anything that you can do today that a technology can do that a human being doesn't have to do, do it. Because here's what that's doing. That's making you more efficient. It's making you more productive. It's lowering your payroll. It's helping you to allocate your payroll assets and your people, all your human resources activity. It's helping you to focus that more on your core competencies, which is where you need to be focusing, right? So I want you to think about that. Notice I didn't talk about any one technology, a PC or anything like that. I can't list all of them, folks. This is not about one thing. This is about the marketplace that's in front of you. And it's full of technology. And the beautiful part for you and me, small business owners, is it's incremental applications and pricing you and I can afford. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. More to come after. There's a little Fleetwood Mac for you. One of my favorite bands. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about technology fundamentals, technology as a fundamental. It's just you and me, and I was talking earlier about the way to think about some of the things that are going on right now with regard to the economy, with technology. Folks, look at what you're doing right now. Look at every task that you're doing in your business, every single task. Which ones, what tasks are you doing manually that you wouldn't have to do manually? Identify everything that you're doing, Even if it's silly, even if you say, well, duh, somebody has to unlock the door, but write it down. Write it down anyway. Somebody has to turn on the lights. Write it down. Because there are technological developments, applications, technology that you'll be surprised at what's available to you if you start looking around. Now, here's one thing that I want to point out, though. And this is, remember earlier I said that you and I have some advantages that the big businesses don't have? One of the ways that they scale themselves very well is through technology, right? When the airlines can get you and me to use the internet to buy our tickets and to check ourselves in and to go up to the kiosks and use those kiosks, they can have fewer human beings. As long as you and I are willing to do that. And they do things to motivate us to do that, don't they? And then we use those. I think they're great. It's great technology. But where you and I have an advantage, small business owners, is we can be more targeted in the way we use technology than they can. And we can be a little quicker with the human touch than they can. And people who come to see you and me in our small businesses, customers who come to see you and me, they expect to see human beings. And what should happen is they should be pleasantly surprised that you have technology that makes the experience better for them, Notice I didn't say the experience better for you, because you don't get to, you don't get it. That's you, whatever is better for you, that has to be below the radar. However you're using technology, it has to contribute to the experience of your customers. Big companies, if the airlines didn't do a good job with their technology, their ticketing and checking in technology, if they didn't do a good job with that, you and I just have to lump it, right? We just have to like it or lump it, because that's all we got. We just got those airlines, right? But you and I don't have that luxury. If they don't like the way our technology works, our customers, they can go somewhere else, right? So we have to make sure that our technology, it should be pleasantly surprising to them how our technology contributes to their experience. I want to remind you of something I do probably once a month at least. I quote John Nesbitt from his 82 book, Megatrends. And this is paraphrasing him just a little bit. The wonders of high tech cannot, will not, should not become a substitute for the value of high touch. Your customers come to you for high touch. If they want, once they get there, if you can offer them technology, and you can offer them technology that will be good for them, improve their experience, then that's good. That's a bonus. And you can afford that now. You can get it in increments that you can afford right now. I'm going to tell you about one of them in a minute. Make sure that your customers never touch anything. They never touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Now, let me give you an example as we wrap this up. You can, if you have a website, which I know you do, right? You need to have your catalog and if possible, the ability for people to buy from you online. Now, why is that a big deal? Because what if they want to shop with you at midnight when you're closed and then go pick it up, buy it, and then maybe go pick it up the next day? What if they want to be able to do that? There's where technology helps them and improves their experience with you. That's one simple example. There are many more. We'll talk about those in the days ahead. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.